1500 bucks for some land?
What is being sold?
A quarter acre of land.
I'm not going to live in fucking Toronto.
You have a $4,000 printable house. You got to put it someplace. It could be your summer house.
I'll talk about it in the show, but
could be that.
There's news on that front.
A 218 acre stocked all sports lake. Right outside.
Yeah, and what the fuck am I going to do out there in Varna, Illinois?
You can hunt. You can play.
Work at the plant.
Play pool. You can 3D print yourself a pool.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Are we ready to start this motherfucker or
please.
What?
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners in Chicago and around the world. Windy City citizens and surrounding suburbanites, tech-savvy millennials, and baby-booming Luddites, welcome to yet another
very special
The Game Show Show and Stuff! With games and stuff, music, comedy, variety, and more. News, reviews, interviews, now with 100% more profanity. Trivia games, guessing games, physical challenges, on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. Everybody dance! And now, a man needs no introduction. Allow me to introduce your host,
introducing Anderson Lawler!
We did it! Guys, we're back for another week. I can't get enough of those guys. All right, hey,
I'm
everybody.
Insatiable when it comes to this stuff.
How's everybody doing today?
Fantastic.
Can you guys hear me in this microphone?
Yeah.
You can? I can't
hear
you.
Can you not hear yourself? Well, let's see if we need to make some adjustments, Mr. Lawler.
Maybe it's my headphone. Oh, there it is.
There you go.
There it is.
See?
We're back at it.
Yeah.
Titties.
All right. Titties.
It's true. My name is Anderson Titties Lawler, and I'm the host of the Game Show Show and Stuff. With me to my left-hand side, wearing an angry cat on his baseball cap, is James Anthony Zokely Jazz.
Thank you, Anderson. Thank you, everybody. Please don't use my government name. I'm too tired to argue with you about this.
And sitting right across from me, getting ready for the Irish or the Scottish springtime or something. Whatever fuck. He looks like a Scottish boxing coach or something, doesn't he?
He does. His khaki green windbreaker and his Kelly green and gray flecked wool cap.
And his red beard.
That's right. Glimmering out from underneath his bright blue eyes.
Now put up your dukes.
It's Jonathan.
We're working on your cardio today.
Melanie Moran.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. How's it going? How's it going? How's it going? How's it going? How's it going?
People love him. They love him.
Well, here we are back on top. Last week we had a bottle episode.
That's right. We sure did.
You had a what?
A bottle episode. That's where Jazz and I sat here. We didn't want to spend any more of the company's money on the show, so we sat here and did the show with no sound effects or anything.
Right. Oh, wow.
No budget.
Jeez. What'd you get? Just in the darkness? You just turn off all the lights? And
we talked about our feelings for an hour.
We put on the candles.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. A little
we
bit
took
of
a
incense.
Bath.
Yeah.
Rubbed each other's penises.
really? I don't remember that part.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
That's super weird.
It's a little weird.
Well, can you guys notice, as soon as the weather changes, and it was a little nice today, everybody's spirits change a little
Absolutely they do.
Everybody feels a little bit better about the world.
Yeah.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
This weekend, I was out in the suburbs, and I'm going to tell you a story about white people, but I want you to withhold your judgment until I'm done with the story.
Okay, then.
Now, for a while here, I thought a lot of white people were getting a bad rap, getting grouped in with all other white people just because some white people are bad.
Right,
and so all white people get blamed for having privilege and being jerks and assholes and all that stuff.
You think you're an exceptional white person.
I don't think that everyone thinks that.
No, I think some people know that they're one of those white people, and they're proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whereas there are some of us who are so ashamed of our backgrounds that we try desperately to avoid them, evade them.
Right.
Right. Right. It's true.
I personally think there's going to be a backlash to the sensitivity wave that is sweeping through the world right now.
You don't think that's already happened? I think we're living in the backlash.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you think like the Trumpism
just
is
everything, man.
Is the backlash of sensitivity?
Everything.
I think the sensitivity is a wave from the Trumpism.
Okay.
You know, the past year has been very heavily
influenced
by pronouns and what do you call it?
Gender politics?
Respect for everyone.
Sure. Sure. That has been I think a trend that's been increasing steadily though. And then all of this, like, you know, the race tension has spiked.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was an emboldening of those sorry ass white people. So that's all. That's my philosophy.
Well, this weekend I was out driving my car
and
I was on my way to pick up some Buffalo Wild Wings chicken wing sauce.
Which is a very white person thing to do.
You're already sounding so entitled.
And I'm in a left hand turning lane. Right? And I'm turning left and I turned. There was a car sticking out a little bit in the like kitty corner to where I was turning. So there's like, you know, I'm at an intersection and I'm turning and there's a car kind of sticking out a little bit. So instead of turning into the left-hand lane, I turn into the right-hand lane.
Okay. So you went wide.
I went wide.
Gotcha. Right.
And maybe 100 yards down, there was a van pulling out of another shop.
Okay.
And he was pulling out right in front of me, and then so I like swerved around him, get around him. I didn't honk at him or fucking any of that stuff.
Okay, that's nice.
So anyway, I pull up to the Buffalo Wild Wings shop, and this guy, and I get out of the car, and the guy who was pulling out blocks my car in, and he goes, and if you can believe this, he was an old white guy.
Okay.
He was like, hey. Do you have a driver's license? And I was like, what?
That's cold.
Do you have a driver's license? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, have you ever read the rules of the road book? And I was like, what?
And then he was like, are you hard of hearing?
The book. The book. The rules of the road. Have you ever read it? And I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, well, am I going to fucking...
into it with this guy?
Yeah, is this guy got a gun or something? And that's immediately what I think about angry white guys.
That's pretty much what I think about everybody now.
So I was like, I don't know, man. And then he was like, you cannot turn into a right-hand lane when you're turning left. It is against the law.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, thank you. And he was like... You need to read, and he kept like talking at me. I was like, "Bye, thank you." And then I kind of walked away. Okay. And I was like, "These fucking white people, man."
Yep.
I was like, "Nobody would ever do anything like this, besides an old fucking angry white guy."
Yeah.
With nothing else going on.
It's true.
Then, later that day, I'm on the highway coming back into the city. There's a lady.
Same guy.
Same guy. Yeah.
There's a lady behind me. Who's stuck in traffic. She's trying to swerve around everybody, right? And she can't swerve around me because I'm, like, scooting my car up so she can't fucking, like, do those, like, eye the needle kind of little turns here, you know?
Okay, sure.
And so she rolls down her windows and says, fuck you! And then gives me the middle finger.
Wow, the double.
And that was a Latino woman.
Huh.
So now I'm back to thinking everybody's an asshole.
Uh-huh.
So well, at first I was like, everybody's right, it is just white people. And now I'm like, no, it's everyone. So anyway, that's my moral.
Wow.
You're
too easily buffeted about by incidental contact in the world. Yeah,
that's all I got to go on.
And making broad generalizations about the populace.
That's right.
You just like tune everything to 100% based on your most recent moment?
Basically,
is that how you live your life?
It's old white people and Latina women. Women.
Great.
Latinx women, I'm sorry.
Well, here's my problem is, and I was actually lamenting this to two of my coworkers who happen to be African American females, and I was talking about how it's hard sometimes to, you know, I mean, it's hard for everybody to live in their own skin and to deal with the everything associated with all of the things that are your image, you know. So I'm sure, you know, we're focusing on people who have different, you know, different genders and different, you know, problems with their genders and all these different things. But we all have to deal with this surface stuff. And so, like, not to sound like an entitled white person, but, uh-huh. like, sometimes it is hard being white. I was explaining to my friends because no matter what I do, it's going to be judged based on the fact that I'm a white man. So, right? Like, so if I'm driving in traffic, and this was the analogy that I used with my coworkers, I was like, if I'm driving in traffic and I do something in traffic that offends somebody else, even if I try to like wave it off or whatever, if it's someone of a different ethnicity or a different race than me, then it becomes a race thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's unfortunate. That's the unfortunate thing about race in general. And so I'm not trying to sit here and bemoan my whiteness, but I'm just saying that, like, everybody, black people have the same exact thing. As the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, everybody says this about who they are.
Right.
Because the African-American lady, much like my coworker, who, if I cut them off in traffic accidentally, would be cussing at me like, you know, fuck this white dude. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, those same ladies might get, you know, friction from somebody of a different race, whether it was a Latina woman or, you know, an Indian man or anything. It's going to be, you know, the surface stuff comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks about race.
Yeah, but can't we all agree, though, that the common denominator in that is the driving atmosphere?
Yes, yes. And that was really...
It's always cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're always trying
everybody
to be fucking somewhere, like, quicker than we're...
Everyone
we
is an asshole.
Yeah.
That was my point.
And everyone's impatient, and everyone is
self-important. Well,
and everyone's a bad driver, except for me.
Exactly. That's the whole point, right?
You know what? You're gonna be that old guy to some younger dude.
Oh my god!
Probably 10
that,
years from now.
Maybe. I want to be that older guy to everyone about everything, not just about driving.
Right, like, now,
have you ever listened to actual hip hop music, son?
That's right.
Not That's Slurry right. B and Lil Verdi.
That's right.
Q.
I'm sorry, G Herbo is no Master P, sir. I tell you what. Seriously, I hear Master
you know
P.
That Mystical was a purveyor of true
that's
hip-hop.
Right, that's right. He had funk and rhythm, I tell you. No, seriously, though, I listen to No Limit Records now, and I'm like, man, this shit is brilliant. And
yeah, when I comparative.
When I heard it back in the day, because I was focusing on, you know, Far Side and Public Enemy and all these other, you know, sort of more conscious rap groups or creative rap groups, De La, all that fun shit, whatever. I hated Master P. I hated No Limit Records. I hated Silk the Shocker and Mystical.
Oh, my God.
Now I hear that stuff sometimes on, like, the hip-hop classic station on the cable, and I'm like, yeah! Like, I get so psyched!
Yeah, because comparatively, we didn't know what we were being missing.
Oh, dude,
12
this is
motherfuckers
shit right
won't
there.
Fit in my Cadillac.
Exactly.
And then all he does is count up to 12.
Right, exactly.
That's your whole song?
That's
but now
shit.
It's like, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So at least it mathematically adds up.
Not like now. You can't understand what any goddamn person is saying.
No. It's just lists of rhymes, of words that rhyme. That's all
you
it
know
is.
What? I was listening to an interview with Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And Kendrick Lamar is obviously you know, considered the greatest rapper ever.
Yeah.
Right.
And in the interview, they were talking about his Pulitzer Prize and all that stuff, and they were like, now, the song from your Pulitzer Prize winning album, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe. I was like, what? The times have changed.
It's a metaphor.
And then they, yes, right. And then they played the song, and I was like, this still isn't as good as 90s hip hop to me.
But maybe it's just different. It's a bridge, man. It's a bridge, dude. For
it's
real.
It's the trap beats.
Well, but I mean, he's from Compton. He grew up listening to NWA and all that stuff, and that's mm-hmm. why he is sort of political, and he's sort of philosophical, and he's sort of poetic, and he's like managed to take all that stuff and channel it into his own thing, and that's what makes him unique. I mean, that's why I think he will go down as one of the best. I mean, there are teachers at the high school teaching songs of his, like in English class, because they know the kids listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually has something to say, and he writes in layers, and he's, you know, he's pretty damn dope, bro. You don't get a Pulitzer Prize for nothing.
That's right. You sure don't.
No, you don't.
You have to do something.
Something.
Literally, you anything.
Yeah. I mean, they give a Pulitzer.
Anything.
They give a Pulitzer Prize for just about
lots of
everything.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Lots of different categories.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
But not just anything. It's like you couldn't get a Pulitzer Prize because if you farted a bunch of times.
Maybe. They have a Pulitzer Prize for farting.
For
why
yeah.
couldn't I win that?
I don't think that's accurate, actually.
Just because I'm not represented by the right agency. Right, farting agency.
Well, it's just your body of work needs right. some work.
You and Tracy Letts will be talking, waxing poetic about it.
Right. Speaking of awards, though,
yeah.
this is going to come out a week from now.
Is
so
that
we'll
right?
be all right.
What's
but
that?
Strawdog is getting the special award at the Jeffs this year.
Hey! Really?
Yeah, the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Holy shit, really?
It's not a Lifetime Achievement Award, Anderson.
It's a special award
it's
for 30 years of play.
Yes, it's
that's a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, but it's a special award. It's a special honor that's given to theater companies.
For what?
For whatever sort of excellence is...
Over the course of their
yes,
time.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, but like,
what do you call that?
Hold on, but they
it's not a lifetime because they're not
it.
Done yet.
You're listening to, you're not even
they don't
listening.
Give, well, okay, yeah.
okay. My point is, there's a Lifetime Achievement Award that's given to a person, and then there's a special award that's given to companies.
Well, I'm changing the name to Lifetime
Awesome
Company Achievement Award.
All right,
that's what I'm going to say.
Really
good job.
When I get up there on stage, I'm going to be like, "Thank you for this Lifetime Achievement Award, Jazz."
I'm yeah,
look up at you, and I'm going to be like,
"Yep,
give me the finger."
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Whip my dick out.
I wouldn't be surprised at any of that.
Hashtag Time's Up.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, "Time's Up."
Oh my gosh!
Time's up.
I would not be surprised at all if you did any of that.
You'll wear all black.
The mm-hmm. only time I got to present at the Jeffs, Jonathan Barry was like, who was directing it that year, and he
yeah.
was like, "What would you like to do when you come out?" And I was like, "I would like for you to play Return of the Mac, and I would like to dance for 2.5 minutes." And he was like, okay, and that's what I did.
It wasn't 2.5 minutes.
It was a long time.
It was a long time.
Probably longer than it should have been.
It yes. was way longer than it should have been. Jesus Christ. This is one thing that this man has learned to do over the years, but still has a difficult time achieving, is proper editing.
Brevity.
Especially self-editing. Yes. Editing. Self-evident
I
editing.
I added three more E's and V's to brevity. Brevity.
That's your rapper name.
Brevity.
It's funny because it's true.
All right, let's do Chaka Khan.
Let's do it.
Chaka Khan!
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Thank God for Chaka Khan, because thanks to Chaka Khan, we have a point on the show where everyone has to tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Yeah. And that means that despite the horrible world we live in, that during this segment there is no bitching, no moaning, no complaining, no kvetching, no weeping, no wailing, no fussing, no fighting, no griping, no groaning, no growling, grumbling, or grousing, no criticism, cynicism, vitriol, or politics, no venting, no dissenting, no belly aching, no moping, no trifling, and no dumping. And those are the rules of Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan!
I'm going to start by saying that this week I got some positive feedback from my agent about a self-taped audition for a movie like a pretty big part in a film.
Sweet.
That's like a Netflix special film or something, like a straight to Netflix jobby. So it'll be filming in June, and based on the vibe that I had when I was doing it and the feedback I got, I think I got a good chance.
Nice.
So, awesome.
There you go. So that's my Shaka Khan for this week.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Absolutely, buddy.
Who else?
It'll be a Netflix sensation.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and it's a very appropriate role for me. It's like the story is about a music producer, a young kid who is also like agoraphobic because of like trauma in his life, like, you know, witnessing gang stuff or whatever. And
he solves mysteries.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like the Hardy Boys, but
the Hardy Boys in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Anyway, anyway, the kid teams up with this artist, and he kind of, you know, mentors him to come out of his shell, and then there's this record producer who is a friend, and then they get into a weird thing. So I'd be playing this sort of shady, music producer, and it's like this dude he's the only white dude who grew up in the hood, and so he's down with everybody and whatever. So it's an interesting character, and it sounds like it'll be a cool little movie, and,
cool,
you know, I just fucking need work, y'all.
I hope you get it.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I say amen to that. All right.
I'll go.
Go ahead.
I have two things.
Awesome.
I got to spend all day outside today.
Yeah.
Playing golf
at the Indian
Boundary Municipal Golf Course.
Nice.
With my dad.
Yeah.
And people I work with.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I didn't suck.
Hey.
I shot fairly well.
All right.
It was pretty awesome.
Well, that's two things in and of itself almost.
And the second thing is I am going to be out of town going on a road trip with my high school buddies to Cincinnati for a big music festival that's happening out there.
Wow.
Oh, which one?
I forget what it's called, but the National is headlining.
Okay.
And,
you're basically going to see the National.
Yeah, and there's a couple other on the bill there's a couple other bands on the bill that I'm excited about.
Sure,
so
sure. But they're enough of a draw. That's
definitely
all you needed to hear.
I enjoy them a lot.
And it's Cincinnati, so it's a nearby road trip.
Yeah.
It'd be called the Cincinnati Music Festival.
I'm looking at it right now. It's not the same one. It's something else. But I'll look it up. But yeah,
you're not helping sell them any tickets.
Well, you know what? They don't need my fucking help because people.
Who is the National Homecoming Festival?
That's it. There you go. Homecoming Festival.
Okay,
right. And you know, I mean, it'll be cool. But more to the point, I haven't seen these guys in quite a long time, and they're super fun, and we don't often get a chance to hang out. So, us going out to Ohio and causing a little havoc like we usually do is something I'm looking forward to.
That's awesome, man. And go ahead.
I dated a girl, Jazz. Do you remember that lived in Cincinnati?
Oh, yes. I do remember that vaguely. I
can tell you all the cool places.
I remember it vividly, but yeah. I don't want to talk about it. That's why I said I'd rather.
Yeah, I can tell you all the cool places to go in Cincinnati.
It's not one of Andy's best stories, though.
Uh-uh.
Not at all.
From the chili shop all the way to...
Back to the chili shop.
To the airport.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Oh, it's great because I didn't realize this about the National. They are from Cincinnati, and that's why it's called the Homecoming Festival.
Oh,
so
okay.
There you go.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Well, I enjoy them, and I've never seen them live.
That's what I was going to ask you. Okay,
right.
Interesting.
And let's see. So I'm looking at the lineup right now. Let's see. They got Feist is playing. Future Islands is going to be playing. That'll be fun.
Father John
Misty. The Breeders.
Misty.
Okay.
What's that?
The Father John Misty.
I'm not familiar with him.
Breeders. They're cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's quite a few that I'm actually not familiar with, which is actually cool because I don't get introduced to something and get surprised.
No, it's funny because all these bands, I'm like, oh, I've heard this name. I like this name. These are good band
names.
That's
a great name.
But like, and I've probably heard a song or two from each of them. But like, if someone asked me to name a song by any of them, I would not be able to do it for the life of me.
No,
I couldn't do it. Feist. I know I've gone out of my way.
Three, four.
Oh, that's really helping, Anderson. Yeah, thank you.
She does a lot of counting in her songs.
Okay,
too.
That's good. Counting is very useful to music. Music is mathematics, y'all.
Yeah, so it'll be cool to just get the fuck out of Dodge for a little bit and hang out with my guys.
So that's like, I mean, so your first one was like two things, because not only were you outside, but you played golf and you did good. And this one is like, I'm getting a vacation, I'm seeing friends, and I'm going to see some dope music. That's like mega multi-shocker con.
You fucked that Chaka Khan.
Yeah, like crazy.
Man.
Right in a pooper.
Oh, yeah, God.
Right in a butthole.
Metaphorically, of course.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
And Anderson? Titties. What is your?
I'm having a very Western week.
Interesting. How so?
Well, I have two recommendations. One that I'm a little behind the times on, but one I'm all the way caught up on.
Okay.
The first one is this video game called Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you guys play that game?
No.
I played a little bit.
I fucking love this game.
It's awesome. It's awesome. You get to play cards.
Yeah. You get to play that five-finger stab between your fingers thing.
Yeah.
You get to shoot a bunch of everyone.
Yeah.
Anyone from Mexicans, Native Americans, you can shoot them all, even a couple white folks.
You know, if you were to take that sound bite and take it out of context, we would end up sounding like something on fucking Breitbart.
I'll tell you, honestly, I would love to be able to take some time off just to produce shows of all, because I forget half of the stupid shit that we say in here. I'll be honest with you guys. And I'm sure that a lot of the things that we say that we think, we never think twice about, hit somebody when they're listening so hard that like they associate that idea with your voice and our names and stuff.
Yeah.
And like that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah,
quite
sometimes,
frankly.
Sometimes my brother-in-law will be like, you said this thing on your show and he'll like mention it and I'm like, I don't remember even doing that show or like talking about that even one time in my whole life. You know?
Which is why I'd love to come into the show more prepared.
Because I think it's good. It's more it's more honest to just like run our mouths.
But,
you know?
But by the same token, I think sometimes we just fuck off and fuck around and try to like out fuck around each other.
Yes.
And then that ends up, like I said, turns into some really bad sounding ignorant shit. You know what I mean?
Potentially libelous and racist shit.
Right. In all honesty. Like, you know, I wanted to say more about the, like, I don't always take notes about what I want to say, but, like, sometimes I do, and I feel like if I did, it would be better, and I know that that kills some of the spontaneity, but, I mean, just think about how many times we come to an idea, and we're like, you know, what's the name of the festival? I don't know. I got to go Google it. You know what I mean? Like, I do that shit all the time. I'm like, he was in this movie, and I'm going to try to Google it over here because I don't remember what the fuck my boy was.
I also wasn't expecting to be grilled on the
yeah,
subject.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Sit back down, Johnny.
But that's the thing.
We have some talk about this festival some more.
Right. But we should expect to be grilled on it. You know what I mean? So, like, I did some homework when I was like, you know, and I did the homework also just for my own benefit. But I was like, if anybody asked me about this project, like, I want to know some things. So, like, you know, whatever.
I guess I didn't care about it as much.
No, how dare you? I just used the most recent example.
Okay, whatever.
That's fine. I'm not.
Right.
I'm
I hear. I understand what you're saying.
But I do that shit all the time, man. And I'm like, you know, I just wish sometimes that I could premeditate my responses to things better.
Well, anyway, back to this game. So you get to run around. It's basically
you shoot everybody.
Yeah,
it is. Well, it's like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Except you're not, you don't go and shoot everyone. You shoot the different gangs of people. So there's like the, I don't know what tribe they are. They're just Native Americans who wear like, they're dressed like the white man. You know? And that's what they talk about in the game. They're like, you're dressed like the white man.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and shoot them.
Right. Well, there's different gangs. You're an outlaw. You get to choose which side of the law you're on, actually, right? You can be a do-gooder. Or you can be like a marauding savage.
Like
yourself.
Your honor points go up and down, depending on who you want to help.
So either when you ride into town, people are like, you know, they're like, "Oh, I've heard about you, and it's all awesome. Like, thank you for being here." Or they're like, "You got to like sneak into town because everybody's looking for you, and there's wanted posters and shit." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you make choices,
right?
Just like in Grand Theft Auto. I think that's the best analogy.
So
maybe that's why gamer kids are so fucking weird.
I will say I am so passive, like in my life. I'm even very passive, like when I play video games.
Yeah.
Like today, for example, this morning, sometimes I get up, you know, I like meditate every morning, and then sometimes I play video games a little bit right after that to ruin all the meditation.
Right, exactly.
So so I get up and I'm like, oh, I'll fire up the old PlayStation 4 and play this game, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I come out of, you know, like, it's where you respawn after you save, you know?
Right.
So I'm in my hotel room, my character's hotel room, and laying in a bed on the other side is another guy who's just asleep in the bed. And I walked up, and I shot him right in the head. And then, of course, my wanted thing being fucking crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, I felt so fucking terrible. The whole time I was having breakfast with Nikki, I was like, man. I was like, why did I kill this fucking guy? He's just sitting there. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't play video games anymore.
Could I have another Eggo?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Or like when we were playing Watch Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that game?
Yeah, of course.
There were some construction workers over on, the, on the bridge. And I was like, hey, Nikki, check this out. And I went up. There's a guy just reading the paper, and I'm fucking like, fucking
Jesus.
Beat him with the baton.
Yeah,
or whatever, yeah.
I just shot him right in the, through the fucking newspaper. He didn't even see it coming. And Nikki was like, oh my God. She was so fucking upset. It is upsetting, though. You get into that shit.
Yeah.
Man.
No, it's intense, bro. Because
they don't pull any punches in terms of the fucking detail of it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out.
That's right.
In October.
Number
and it's 2. It's going to be fucking spectacular.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Okay, my second recommendation, speaking of the West, is the second season of Westworld just started.
Yes, saw the opener just the other
day. Oh, my God. Did you see it Sunday night?
Uh-huh.
Fucking fantastic.
Yeah, it's...
Are you caught up on Westworld?
Not at all.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler alert!
Do you care about spoilers?
No.
Okay.
All right.
There's spoilers coming up, so turn down your
radio.
Every
time I come into this show and you guys are talking about some new show that you're all fucking excited about, and it's like I wouldn't never have the time to be able to catch up on all the fucking shows you guys get
excited
about.
Yeah, I don't know how.
It's
like a full-time job.
Yeah. It's a good job, though.
It's
fun
a great job.
That is our white privilege, being able to watch television all fucking day long. Anyway.
I don't mean all day.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There's spoilers coming up for the next 30 seconds. Ready?
Okay, go ahead.
When they said the parks, like when she pulled out the thing and it said park one and then it said all the stuff, I was like, holy shit, how many fucking parks are there?
Right.
Because you know there's going to be the Shogun Park is going to be park two.
Yep.
And then there's going to be the Roman Park.
Right.
And there's going to be like fucking, I bet there's going to be like six of them.
Sure. No, they can go anywhere now.
But what island are they on where they have all this land to do this?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's just part of the world where somebody got creative, right? Like they created beyond the bounds of what the actual parameters of the game or, you know, the environment was supposed to be, and they just kept building.
Is it like Jurassic Park?
Oh, I don't know about
that. Like
that
size of a place, you know?
Oh, I mean, it could be infinite. I mean, it's all... imaginary-ish, right? So it's like...
But the place isn't imaginary. I mean, it's real land.
Right, 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 right. But I mean...
Or is it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Or are we robots?
Right, yeah, I'm a robot.
I'm sorry, hosts.
Exactly. No, I mean, it's definitely... it's boundless now, you know? So that could just be infinite. Or it could maybe... The water is what separates the parks. You know what I mean? That could
If you just turned up your radio to avoid spoilers, give us one more second. Turn it back down. the part where, what was I going to say? When Evan Rachel Wood is like, we have to go take over their world.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to go into one of these other worlds and think that's the fucking real world.
It could be.
That's what I think.
Okay, that's a good theory.
And I bet Jeffrey Wright doesn't know about those other parks either.
You're probably correct.
Okay, that's it.
All right.
Turn it up now. Turn up your radio now.
That's right. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the game show showing stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast.
Turn up your phone or your tablets. Your Echoes.
Alexa, turn the game show and stuff up. Please.
Okay, and that's my Chaka Khan.
Wow, that was a long one, dude. Chaka-Khan! I like it, but and I would like to elaborate on all of these subjects. Did you get to the part in Red Dead Redemption where you got the DLC zombie mode?
I'm playing on this PlayStation, it's called PlayStation Now, where I pay a monthly subscription.
Okay.
And so it doesn't have the DLC stuff on it.
That's unfortunate. But
But I see that as an option.
It's fun to do. Okay, that was good. Thank you for telling me something good.
Thank you.
Tell me something good.
Tell me. Yeah. Well, that was Chaka Khan.
And now it's time for the news.
Time now for Anderson Lauffer presents
Johnny Mo.
Something about things in the news and stuff.
Wait,
Johnny Mo. Johnny,
it's not
Johnny
playing
Mo.
Anymore. What
Johnny
happened?
Mo. Johnny, Johnny Mo. Johnny Mo. Johnny, Johnny Mo. Johnny Mo. Johnny, Johnny Mo.
Johnny Mo does the news for you.
Johnny Mo. Johnny, Johnny Mo. Johnny Mo. Johnny, Johnny Mo.
I don't know what happened to that drop down. Sorry. We'll have That's to right. make a new one.
I like doing it live.
Oh, good. Well, there you go. I have the real one. Here it is.
Johnny Mo. Johnny, Johnny Mo. Johnny Mo. Johnny Mo. Johnny Mo.
Hey everybody, welcome to the news. First story of the night, attack of the killer tumbleweeds.
Sounds Western. Yeah, we have a theme, we have a motif.
A California city is under siege from tumbleweeds.
Uh-oh.
Victorville, located about 60 miles northeast of Los Angeles, has been invaded by the windblown objects. Footage shows the weeds tumbling down the streets and stacking up against homes, forming two-story mounds that blocked some residents inside.
Wow.
Many had to call 911 for help.
Whoa.
What's that movie where the weeds take over everything?
I don't know.
That's the Upside Down, is that Stranger Things?
Stranger Things is the Upside Down, but no, that's there's another.
There's like Attack
plant.
Of the Queeds.
The Queeds?
The Queeds? Oh, no. Is it the Mark Wahlberg thing?
Yeah,
The Happening.
Yeah, The Happening. There you go.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Where
See?
They're like, stop polluting us, bro.
We're going to make you kill yourself.
And the Mark Wahlberg's like, say hello to your mother for me, Weeds.
I don't think he said that.
That's a different movie. But that's okay.
I think the line you were looking for is, we'll do it like the Italian Job.
Yeah. Weeds.
The weeds were like, check your privilege, white people.
Yeah, white man.
Just taking over. Bioterrorism, yeah. Bitch.
Quote, normally you get a few flying down the street or whatnot, but never this many that will stack up even this much. And this is mild compared to what it is. It was actually in the backyard and in front of the house, resident Tanya Spate told KABC. So, no, it's never been this bad.
Clearly.
Fucking weeds, bro.
The city's code enforcement has dispatched trucks to haul away the tumbleweeds. Quote, it seems like every time we get the tumbleweeds cleared up, the wind blows and blows them right back again, real estate broker Brian Bagwell told the Washington Post. It's a nasty nightmare.
Oh.
Jeff Backwell's brother, Brian Bagwell.
Little known. Tumbleweeds are the result of a ground plant called Russian thistle that's dried up and blown off.
Interesting.
According to the University of California's Integrated Pest Management Program, Russian thistle is an invasive species brought by Russian immigrants to South Dakota in 1873.
Don't you just fucking know it.
Oh,
so,
no!
But there were tumbleweeds before 1873, right?
Yeah, but I think maybe not in America.
I'm saying like in Western movies.
No, right? There had to have been, but it just maybe
it wasn't.
Wouldn't
it
have
was
been
different it. Thistle.
Right. I mean,
American thistle.
There you go. Probably.
Good old American before the Russian spy thistle came in.
Blame it on them Russians.
Right. Yeah.
Always.
Russian thistle has since spread to some 100 million acres.
Wow.
Lonely tumbleweed can sometimes be seen as in old Western movies.
Yep.
Rolling down roads. But every now and then, they seem to take over a city.
That's fucked up.
Evil tumbleweeds.
Is there anybody who's like a real optimist out there who's like, more tumbleweeds.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, but there might be an opportunist who figures out something to do with those things to make some money.
Tourist attraction.
Do you remember that Family Guy episode where the old prospector has that flatbed pickup truck full of tumbleweeds?
No, I don't remember that. And the
city goes out of business because of a Walmart at the other end of town. And he gets paid to go and throw tumbleweeds down. And he's like, everybody laughed at me. He's got a big stack of money.
There you go, see? That's exactly right.
Wow.
It's so crazy, it just might work.
Sex dollhouse.
In there.
Sounds kinky.
Dortmund, Germany may be ground zero for the next sexual revolution.
Ooh.
Thanks to the world's first brothel showcasing silicone sex dolls.
Ooh, what?
Can't beat the real thing.
Says you.
Or you can beat the real thing.
And he's like, I've been to with every hooker you can imagine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
You can't replicate the stank with a latex doll.
Until someone can bottle that stank.
Or the shame.
Yeah.
That too.
Right. The deep-seated shame.
Oh, my gosh.
Called Bordoll. The brothel opened last year to Johns wanting to enjoy the charms of one or more of the establishment's 13 female sex dolls and one male doll.
Okay. There's one male doll sitting in the corner.
Just watching.
Each session with a doll costs around $101 per hour. And owner Evelyn Schwartz says, each doll is booked to work 12 sessions a day, according to the Metro, which is fucking gross.
It is
gross.
How
do they, like, hose that shit out?
Yeah.
You'd have to take a garden hose with a little spray nozzle and just shove it right up that booty.
I'm imagining it's a little more, like, you know, removing waste bags and cleaning it with Lysol wipes.
Yeah, fucking hazmat suits.
Clorox wipes.
You do have to admit, there's something. They are way more sexually liberated in other parts of the world. Like,
yeah.
Even like when there was porn, you know, like that over on Belmont and Clark.
Like,
there was a movie store there. That had a whole porn section.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember that where we used to live over there, Jazz?
Yeah, I do remember where we used to live. I don't remember that store, though.
It's just a regular movie store, but then in the back, that like whole half of it was like
You're talking about the one that had the alien statue in the front.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right over by Philly's Best.
Yep.
Anyway, I never even got up the guts to walk into the porn section there.
No, me neither.
In a fucking movie store where they sell movies.
Right.
Can you imagine having the guts to, like, walk in, like, deciding you're going to go fuck a doll at a doll hotel, putting on your clothes, walking out the door, walking into the place with people on the street, walking up to whoever's working the counter saying, hello, I'm here to fuck a doll, giving them money, going to a room, seeing a doll.
Wanting to fuck it.
Taking your dick out.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking your dick, getting it hard,
right.
Walking over to the doll with a hard dick, maybe like whispering something to the doll,
right.
And then sticking your dick into the doll, fucking it.
Yeah.
Until you ejaculate, until you jizz on this doll, walking out the door, zipping up your pants, looking at a guy who has to fucking clean this shit up, dead in the eye.
Thank you. Here's a tip.
Yeah. Walking downstairs, back out on the street, on the bus, all the way back home to wherever you live, and then going to sleep, and then ever waking up again.
No, I cannot imagine doing any of that. Never in my life.
Like, any one of those steps for me. No.
None of it computes for me.
No.
And it's sad that for some people that is a thing. Whether it's their only thing or just a thing for them, like a kink, I don't know.
It's enough of a thing where they have a whole fucking store in one city for it.
And each one of the dolls is booked 12 times a day? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Because you got to have multiple dolls. I mean, so if they're all booked 12 times a day, that means they're...
Say there's 12 dolls. That's 144
that's
bucks
gross,
a day.
That's a gross
and
of
one
dolls.
Guy. And then Todd. Todd in the corner. Right.
Oh, my gosh. The horse grubber. Todd. Hello, my name is Todd Horsegrubber.
Male prostitute doll.
Right, exactly.
Like, yeah, we have one.
Oh, right, there's the one guy.
Yeah. He's made out of wood.
I thought you were talking about the one guy that's got to clean it all up.
No, that guy's Todd, too.
He's Todd. That's why they named
him.
He's
like, way to get some pussy today, Todd.
Psych. Oh, my gosh.
Since opening the brothel doors, Schwartz said men all over Germany have patronized the establishment and claims 70% have come back.
Dude. Fucking crazy, man.
Come back, all right.
Quote, for many, it's not a fetish, but more of a curiosity, she said, according to the Daily Mirror.
Okay.
Schwartz said most customers have treated the dolls with respect, but she's had already to replace one doll.
Oh, oh man. So they carved their initials in her forehead.
Oh, no.
Like
I don't
some Seven-style shit.
Oh, God.
Schwartz said a 5'1", blonde, blue-eyed doll's backbone was broken.
God damn.
She that guy's bragging.
Yeah. Yeah, right over town.
Yep.
She told Vice, the customer, created a second asshole.
Oh, God, no.
Man, gave her the old corkscrew in the tailbone. Oh, you know what terrible. This lady needs? A second asshole.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to give it to her.
Oh.
That's some crazy shit, dude.
That really is unbelievable to me.
I'm telling you. And the other thing, Jazz, is when you're like...
to tell.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah, wax poetic on the sex dolls.
I've heard many some of our greatest philosophers of our time talk about this.
Okay.
Anyone from Norm MacDonald to Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes, and what did they say in summation?
They basically say something that all men know. It's like once you're like all fucking boned up and horned up and everything, you're like a werewolf. You're like a different person, right? And then as soon as you jizz, the very fucking second you ejaculate, you're like, oh my God.
Right, what have I done?
What have I done, right? Like even the thought of sex immediately after you come is like, oh, so fucking gross. You
know? I wouldn't say that, but you
neither
do
would
it.
I
mean,
you're totally
I like to
not
think
turned
that
on.
I'm pretty thankful. As yeah, soon as exactly. I'm done.
Okay, yeah, but you're not like, let's do it again right now.
Of course not.
Sure, not necessarily, but you, I think, might be wanting to analogize it more to masturbation than sex when you're talking about these dolls, right?
Right.
Because I think that's what you're talking about. You get yourself in the lather, you know, you can go in the bathroom and close your eyes and imagine whatever you want and have the same outcome, or you can stick it in a doll.
Right. So can you imagine, like, okay, so say...
But either way, my point real quick was just that usually at the end of masturbating, and I think this is a common theme from the time that I discovered masturbation accidentally as, like, a 14-year-old boy to, you know, 4 decades later, it always, like, involves shame afterwards. It's
always.
Just, like, tremendous waves of shame.
Absolutely. Like, if you're looking at, like, some... I remember being, like, 14 and looking at some porno magazine one of my buddies had or something, you know? And there's, like, some girl going down on some other girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're, like, totally beaten off.
Like,
and then
Yeah,
and then you jizz. And then you glance back at the magazine, you're like, oh, my God, what is this? What was I thinking about this whole
thing? Who are these people?
Yeah. What is she doing to her?
This is filth.
Right. Why have I let them into my brain?
Yeah.
That's what I always think. It's like, why did I waste my time and energy like consuming this? It's terrible.
It's like, it's totally the equivalent of the sun coming up on you as a werewolf.
I guess
like,
that's
oh,
true.
My God. What happened to my pants?
I just woke up in my clothes.
Why am I in this graveyard?
Totally. It's funny. I feel I want to go back to the whack it off thing. I feel that way even when not consuming porn, like just masturbating. Like I feel like at the end, it's like I just wasted all that perfectly good semen.
For what? For what?
I wasted this great boner. What if there was a finite amount of boners in your life? Me and my buddies used to hypothesize about this.
Down as, one more boner.
A thing, you know, when we were in high school, we were like, what if the reason why people get erectile dysfunction is because they waste their boners, right?
Spend like, all their boners.
Right,
up.
Right. What if, think about that one,
You
guys.
Know what? That is kind of true.
It could be.
You
could
only
be.
Have so many boners I until mean, you die.
Yeah, because your heart, you know, it taxes your heart to a certain degree. It depletes your resources.
And you don't even know when you die. You're going to die. Maybe that is the whole, like, sequence of events for why you die
sure.
is because you're out of boners.
How?
And God is like,
right.
That's it for you.
Put you out of your misery.
Yeah.
What if
car accident?
What
you know what?
What
I'd
if,
rather be fucking dead than.
Right. Well, I was going to say, what if we didn't know it, but everybody who's ever died has been whacking off when they died?
Yeah. Every single person, but right. Everyone's too ashamed to tell us.
Right, exactly.
All we know is from movies
cause
where no
death.
One is whacking off when they die.
Right, exactly. Jeez. Cause of death.
This fucking conversation, man. Holy shit.
It has really spun out of control.
But I'm saying, like, imagine you're like, let's call you Sven.
Okay.
At the German place.
Sure.
Right? At the German sex doll shop.
He's visiting from Latvia.
Yeah. And you just got done, like, pulling this doll's hair back and really fucking this doll's face as hard as you can, right?
Right. Yep.
Right? And he jizz all the way down this doll's
throat. Just gave it all.
Like, yeah.
Yep.
You just covered this
right.
doll's esophagus.
Shaft
and jizz.
Down the pipe.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like a whitewashing of paint.
That's right. It's a reverse oil well.
With your oily jizz.
Yep. You just.
Yuck.
You just gushered. Inverse gushered.
Oh,
all right,
God.
So
anyway, you get Jesus. Done doing that. You're holding this doll's head on your
Sven
fucking...
is like, yeah.
on your dick, uh-huh. And you're done jizzing. There has to be that moment where you're like, oh my God, what have I done?
Right.
And then you look down at this doll's dead eyes, and right. jizz is like dribbling out of its mouth.
Right.
And then you're like...
It's all backed up, you
yeah.
can't flush it.
And you're like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And I can't let Todd see me.
Oh, God. I still gotta pay for this.
Yeah. Thank you. And you like run out.
Throw money. Sen.
Yeah.
Oh, Maron, that's so funny. I can't even.
Anyway, we have to.
Although, and look, as crazy as this conversation is, it's only crazy because it was spawned by the fact that there is a place where people do this.
It is not. Sure. This conversation is not crazy at all. This is actually what these people do.
Right. This is a rational conversation
yeah,
really about
is.
Crazy shit.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God, man. That's fantastic.
Oh, God.
Titties
everywhere you look. What's next?
Dinosaurs in the army.
Sounds like a movie that needs to be made.
Yeah. Starring Lou Gossett Jr.
A member in the Tennessee National Guard has been removed from her position and is facing administrative actions after she appeared to use a dinosaur hand puppet to take her re-enlistment oath.
Whoa.
What? That's one of the weirdest
Dude,
things
Dude, that's
I've
some
ever
Arlo
heard.
Guthrie shit. Right there. You gotta get out of the draft.
Yeah, you're right. Section 8.
Yeah.
Master Sergeant Robin Brown, a senior non-commissioned officer with the Tennessee Joint Public Affairs Office, appeared to re-enlist Friday for the Guard by holding a dinosaur puppet in her right hand as she took the oath, according to WKRN-TV. The ceremony was reportedly not an official reenlistment, just something Brown created for her children, according to Air Force Times. Brown was trying to create something her younger children would enjoy. Lieutenant General L. Scott Rice, director of the Air National Guard, griped about the video on his own Facebook page, saying it mocked a cherished and honorable occasion.
That's so weird.
The weirdest part about this is that the person who gave her the reenlistment ceremony resigned and retired after this whole event.
Whoa.
So wait a second. She had to do a reenlistment like oath?
Yeah.
Like when you get back into the Army?
Right.
Says you leave to be in the ROTC or the fucking, what do you call it? Like the reserves?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
And then you want to go back in active duty?
Yeah.
You have to reenlist and then you have to do an oath.
Right.
And she had a dinosaur puppet, but the only people who were there were her kids?
They weren't even there, actually. I think it was just a video that someone captured for her.
Wow.
In order to share it with her kids.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah. Super weird, right?
Yeah.
So can she not be in the Army now?
That's the other result of this thing is that she's not allowed to go back in.
You're kidding. That's terrible.
Oh. Right. You would think we have a hard enough time finding people to go over to a different place and kill other people. Take somebody who talks with a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Hand. She has a hand.
Yeah. She's got both hands.
There you go.
That's enough.
Yeah. Kids love hands. Right. And kids love dinosaurs.
She's a lady. She'll be very popular.
Very popular.
It's true. Wow. Weird, weird story.
Dick pic!
Sounds gross.
A 5-story mural of a blue penis painted on a Stockholm apartment building is to be covered up after locals mobilized against it.
Come on.
Oh. Wow.
Why?
The piece, by artist Carolina Folkholt, was up for only a week before neighbors began to take action. The company that owns the block, Atrium Lundberg, told the local publication Aftonbladet they had received multiple complaints.
About a dick on the wall?
Yeah.
What's not to like?
The company reportedly didn't know in advance that Folkholt was going to put a massive penis on one of its buildings.
Oh, God.
Folkholt's phallic work has drawn public... This is going to be a tough word to say. Opprobrium?
Opprobrium, yes.
Opprobrium before. In December, her depiction of a giant red penis covered the wall of an apartment building on Broome Street in New York. It was painted over 3 days later. Wow. Folkholt, who did not respond to HuffPost's request for comment, told The Guardian in 2017 that her work is meant to signify not feeling ashamed of our bodies or of our sexuality.
Is this a lady?
It's a lady.
Yeah.
Quote, a shame. Why don't you draw some titties and a beaver? Dicks.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean,
people
I
will
think...
be like, "That's cool too." Well, exactly. Nobody will mobilize against a puss on the wall.
Well, that's the thing. There's plenty of depictions of that that you know might not get the same attention. Although, as soon as I started to say that, I started to second guess it. I mean, the female form is more generally accepted. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
but then again. You see classical statues of naked men with their ding-dings out, so it's a little bit of both. I don't
They're
know.
Also not 5 stories high.
That's true, yeah, and I guess...
And engorged penises.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Big, bloodily engorged penises.
Is it definitely an erect cock? Do we know that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Do we know? Is
it's like Peter North style. Like,
okay. I'm telling you, nobody wants to look at a fucking shriveled up dick.
No, but I mean, shouldn't that be a part of the whole body shaming thing too? Is like, well, you know,
yeah,
penises
but,
are penises.
But there are some things that are just generally accepted as not being attractive.
Yeah, well,
like
you
a
know,
shriveled up dick.
You used to be able to say that about people of certain dimensions, and now there's all this burlesque around because you know people who are heavier or more shapely or even you know, overweight or morbidly obese or whatever. Like, everybody wants to feel beautiful. So,
yeah, that's right.
You know.
Yeah. I'd go to a morbidly obese burlesque show.
I mean, I'll tell you.
Wheel
like,
that lady out.
I mean.
Jeez.
It happens. Think of all the weird, you know.
Gonna take some insulin shots, man.
Dude, there's fetish shit like that.
Yeah.
We saw in the Viceland, there was like the eating, you know, the people who watch fat ladies eat on. And oh god, anyway, the world is so fucking twisted, man.
It's so weird, man.
It
Everybody's
is so
like
fucking
evolving
twisted.
In different ways. Yeah, it's too much for the world.
It really is, man. The shit's gonna blow
That's
up.
Why people cannot be this connected to each other, you know.
It could
like,
be
it, when you used to have a neighborhood and there was no internet and any of that, and you just had to fucking say the city you were calling on the telephone, operator,
yeah,
Rockville 793,
right?
Because you know? There were only 793 telephones, in fucking Rockville,
right?
You know. Now, you have every single thing on earth in your fucking pocket.
No, it's true. And if you wanted to watch morbidly obese people eat food so that you could jerk off, you'd have to, like, stand in a room full of people at a party and quietly ascertain which of these people you could verbalize these dark secrets of yours to.
Put an ad at
the
grocery store
an
on
anonymous
the bulletin
thing.
Board.
Yeah. You know, you have to be really creative. Now it's just like Google that shit, and it's right there.
Yeah.
Splooge.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me spend 7 splooge bucks on this webcam video.
I've only got 14 I can spare this week.
14 splooge bucks. That's my, what my website currency is going to be.
That should be. I like it. Splooge bucks. Oh, my God.
Yeah, jizz coin.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a keeper right there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, like you could totally be like, I'll give you 15 jizz coin to shit on that pigeon. Somebody will be like, okay.
Wow,
I was going to do that anyway.
I didn't think that sentence could get any more perverse from starting with Jizzcoin, but then it went to feces and then like rabid birds.
Yeah. Oh, somebody would do that shit for 15 Jizz coin. No problem.
Damn right they would.
Not for 15 splooge bucks.
And then they would like use those splooge bucks to go watch a pigeon fuck a dog until it shits.
Yeah.
Some weird...
The internet.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, internet. What would we do without you, internet?
Getting back to the story.
Yes, please.
Here's a quote from the artist herself. I usually paint giant vaginas, pussies, and cunts.
Oh, there you go.
Falkel told the publication. And nice. Since I had just finished one on the side of a 5-story building, I felt like a dick was needed. The wall space on Broome was a perfect fit for it. To paraphrase Judith Bernstein, if a dick can go into a woman, it can go up on a wall.
Okay. Goddamn right.
All
right.
Good for you, dicks.
Dick's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Good job, Dick.
Go for her.
Absolutely. Good job. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Except I don't know if I'd want to live across the street from that building necessarily.
I'd be okay with it.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
Even morning like, wood.
Even a big
like
hard
if,
dick.
Especially if the,
exactly.
the sun rose on that side of the building.
Right, exactly. Oh, my gosh. What's the world coming to?
Poop train!
Yeah! I'm Don Cornelius.
Well, you just answered that question.
A train brimming with sewage sludge has been squatting in a small town of Parrish, Alabama, near near fields used for youth baseball.
Come on.
Squatting a train?
A train full of sewage. In a word, Mayor Heather Hall said this week, it smells like a death.
Oh.
But it appears the tiny town may finally be waking from its long nightmare.
Okay.
I have wonderful news, Hall announced Wednesday on Facebook, and what one might describe as a remarkable understatement.
Yeah.
She explained that the containers of excrement aboard that train have been transported to and emptied at their intended destination, the landfill operated by Big Sky Environmental, about 25 miles away. A few containers remained at the parish rail yard as of Wednesday afternoon, but she reassured her constituents those were just empties, soon to be removed as well. But one might reasonably ask, what were some 250 tractor-trailer loads, or about 10 million pounds of poop, doing just sitting in a residential area?
Some supervillain shit right there.
Yeah.
The stuff in question comes from New York and New Jersey, which, to resolve complications with local regulations, often avoid those regulations entirely by regularly shipping their waste across state lines to areas with looser zoning laws.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about this. It's Yankee shit
coming down there. Are you serious?
Which makes everybody doubly angry.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's carpetbagger shit coming down to the south trying really to take our jobs.
Let's go, Dookie.
Oh, my God.
Quote, in the end, it took a little over 2 months for this material to leave Parrish, Hall said Wednesday. She added her thanks to those who aided their quest to get the matter resolved.
Oh, I thought you said eight instead of aided.
Stop it.
Oof. Why don't they take that shit and throw it down on the grass? Isn't that what fertilizer is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Well, but, I mean...
Everybody's got hang-ups on
shit. Yeah, but, no, but, okay, but human...
Get over yourselves!
Yeah!
Sorry, Miss America. Oh, I'm sorry. New York shit isn't good enough for you, yeah. Alabama.
You can't have 10 million pounds of human waste in your fucking yard by your baseball fields. Sorry, Prince of England.
Guess who won the Civil War?
Yeah. Suck it.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's probably...
Don't tread on me!
Don't tread on me!
Don't shit on me! Oh, my gosh, man. Well, I was going to say the difference between human feces and animal feces is that animal feces is comprised of organic matter, whereas human feces is filled with...
Hypodermic needles.
Yeah, and drugs and, you know,
rubbers.
Alkalines and, you know, all kinds of things that are not going to biodegrade and do good things for a plant.
Yeah, you're right. So. Chicken bones. Billy goat, like fucking...
This is basically like a billy goat.
Jizz.
We're terrible. Yeah, there's
old
jizz.
Sardine cans.
Yeah. Absolutely. Light bulb stems.
Man. Human waste. Styrofoam.
Does it biodegrade, yeah.
Big Mac boxes.
You know, fucking 80s Big Macs from the 80s.
You remember those styrofoam Big Macs boxes?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the controversy about them switching them over to paper?
Well, and remember the McDLT, which was like the hot side hot and the cool side cool. So it was like a whole, a whole big breakfast worth of. It was the big breakfast worth of styrofoam, keeping them separate. And they would hand it to you in a bag. I remember getting those, like walking to McDonald's for my mom to get the new sandwich. And like by the time I'd gotten home with all the shit in the bag, the McDLT like broke. Like the shit snapped because they would put it in the bottom. Oh my God, that was a waste of
Jazz,
fucking everything.
I hope you get a storage locker that is full of styrofoam McDonald's containers from the fucking the 70s and 80s.
Those would probably be worth something.
Yeah, man.
You can make a hell of a boat out of that shit. For real.
Contiki Jazz.
Yeah, buddy, I'm out of here. Check you later, bitches. I'm out of here on my on the McDLT. That'd be the name of my boat. McDLTiki.
What does DLT stand for?
It's like instead of
donuts.
No, it's just the McDonald's
lice,
lettuce and tomato. No, it was the McDonald's lettuce and tomato. That's what it was. Instead of a BLT, it was a McDonald's with lettuce and tomato. It's terrible.
Terrible.
Awful.
Oh, yeah. Shotgun prom.
Sounds painful.
Former NFL place kicker Jay Feely has said sorry after posing with his daughter and her prom date while holding a handgun. Father of four, Jay Feely, now an entrepreneur and TV sports analyst, shared online a photo where he appears alongside his daughter and her boyfriend. On Saturday night, he wrote, "Wishing my beautiful daughter and her date a great time at prom. Hashtag bad boys."
Nice. Hashtag not too great.
Yeah. In his right hand, a handgun is clearly visible. After a considerable backlash, Jay from Arizona apologized for the picture and said on Twitter, "The gun was obviously intended to be a joke."
Obviously.
No shit.
Yeah, I mean.
Also, isn't Arizona the place that elected that Sheriff Joe, that fucking lunatic guy?
Who's now running for Senate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What do they give a shit?
Yeah.
You know, it's the smallest people who are the who have the loudest microphone, isn't that right?
I think that's
the smallest
true.
Group of people who have the loudest microphone.
Maybe.
I think it I depends on the topic.
Yeah, you man. Need to apologize. if everyone quit apologizing for everything, you know, if he was like, "Yeah, I had a handgun," and they were like, "You should apologize," and he was like, "No," what would they say? They'd be like, "Oh,
well." I think in
and
his
then
case,
they'd leave him alone,
right?
Like any other person who's in the media, they have to apologize in order to keep their fucking job. I think that's the thing.
You're right. You're
yeah,
right. Because otherwise, you know, what is the real ramification? Like, what can people do to you? You know, they can't make you feel bad. Like, "Jay Feely, when you're doing sports commentary, I'm not going to listen." La, 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 la. You know what I mean? So, and if he was still playing football, they could be like, "I don't want you to kick footballs for my team, Jay Feely," you know. But
the
end, it's everybody's really just playing for their job, you know.
Nobody has any, like, loyalty for each other anymore.
Mm.
You know, that was the one person was Joan Rivers, who used to get in trouble all the time on that fashion show on E! Where she'd call somebody, like, fat or looked like garbage or whatever.
Right, right.
And they'd be like, "You need to apologize." And she'd be like, "No." And they'd be like, "Oh."
She got away with
it. They'd leave her alone.
Yep. She got away with it.
That's how everyone should be.
Like old school Hollywood where, you know, problems were swept under the carpet and hookers were found dead in the fucking ocean?
Apologizing.
Well, that's awesome. Maybe what not apologizing might get you is dead in the fucking ocean.
Yeah.
You never know.
And he doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck. It's true.
Poop dreams.
Sounds like more poop.
It's my favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
The WWE got an emergency restraining order against an obsessed fan who carried out a poop-smearing attack on a WWE training facility.
Come on.
Fearing he would strike again.
Yeah.
TMZ Sports has obtained court docs showing Vince McMahon's company had a very real fear of Armando Alejandro Montalvo, who's allegedly been harassing the company since 2015.
Wow.
According to the court docs, Montalvo smeared his own feces all over the walls of the WWE Training Center in Orlando back in July 2015. He continued his bizarre campaign against the company in the following days, wearing makeshift wrestling costumes, banging on the doors, and threatening staffers. On at least one occasion, he was subdued by cops at gunpoint.
Whoa.
In March 2018, Montalvo again surfaced at a WWE event venue in Florida and began harassing employees, screaming, "My new wrestling nickname is Generation Flex because my dick and my balls is bigger than Generation X." WWE says they learned Montalvo posted an Instagram message on April 4th cryptically threatening WWE wrestlers and staff and rushed to court to get an immediate restraining order against him because they fear he's a serious threat.
Wow.
WWE says Montalvo has also threatened to use his own semen in a biological attack.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Come on. That's
that guy's
disgusting.
Fucked up.
Court records show the restraining order was granted. Still, Montalvo continues to post videos on social media harassing WWE wrestlers.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. That is,
you know,
so weird.
It, you know, like, you have these natural, like, instincts to not, like, when you see shit or duty someplace, to not touch it, right?
Uh-huh.
It's,
yeah.
It's your instinct is telling you.
Like, I avoided,
that is probably bad for me.
I was on a golf course today, and I was trying to avoid goose poop everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, even if you knew, like, this will not harm me and it's clean or whatever, your brain knows.
Yeah.
Like, there's some, this was not healthy for you to be around this, right?
Right.
So somebody who, like, picks it up of their own shit and rubs it on the walls, there's something fucked up with their brain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Big
that's
time.
You know who does that? People in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how they,
like, your
they
brain, it,
act
your
out.
Chemicals they, and shit are all fucked up.
It's right. All they can make. It's all they can produce is their own waste.
Yeah.
And this guy, you would think, has to go to great lengths to premeditate these things because it's not like you can just drop your pants and take a spontaneous shit and have it be a real good, you know,
like
tool
a,
for
right,
spelling out your
shit.
Message. Yeah. So you got to, like, save it up for a while. He's shitting in a bucket somewhere.
Saving
keeping
up his,
it.
Yeah. He's
in
like,
a cooler.
This is good rubbing shit.
Mm-hmm.
This is good planting shit.
I'm going to need to thicken this shit.
Yeah.
And water this shit down. Find a good medium consistency for smearing shit.
Jesus.
It's so weird, man.
Grandpa told me how to make some good smearing poop.
That's right.
I need a couple of egg whites.
And some laxatives.
Yeah, and some cornmeal.
Oh, my God. What is the world coming
well,
to?
Well, guys, that was the news.
That's it?
Gross.
No!
This has been Andrew Lawford presents
Johnny Bo doing
Excellent job, Johnny.
Yes.
And now it's time for
And today is April 24th, which means it's a great day to be
a classic modern-day saint,
a new agey movie star,
an old-school mob mayor,
or D, all of the above.
Happy birthday, St. Vincent de Paul.
Compassion, humanity, generosity. You are known for all the most saintliest virtues, dog.
As far as French Roman Catholic priests go, you were the coolest. A genuine theo-philanthropist.
Yeah, you said it. So cool, they named a university after you. But why your mascot is the Blue Demon, God only knows.
And happy birthday, Shirley MacLaine.
6 Academy Award nominations, 5 Golden Globes, 1 crazy-ass statement of belief about being the reincarnated brother of a 35,000-year-old spirit named Ramtha. What a career!
Never afraid to speak your mind. You've written books on spirituality and advocated for feminism.
You, rock! Yeah, and you once said, I want women to be liberated and still be able to have a nice ass and shake it. Amen, sister.
And happy birthday, Richard Daly.
Your father once said power is dangerous unless you have humility. Words of wisdom from the boss himself.
43rd mayor of Chicago, you sold our parking for peanuts and screwed us all. Thanks a lot, jackoff.
Yeah, good thing Maggie was around to make sure the parks, museums, music, and theater dance groups got some attention so that the city would at least be beautiful and cultured after you got done with it, you
and
jag.
And let's not forget
Cedric the Entertainer.
Barbara the Streisand.
Eric Bogosian, the playwright. playwright.
Sue Grafton, the white lady who writes books for white ladies.
The guy who directed The Omen, Superman, Goonies, Scrooge, and all the Lethal Weapons, Richard Donner.
The guy who was in the Black Panthers, got convicted of a bogus crime, and still being unjustly imprisoned, Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Also born today,
Aidan Gillen and Rory McCann, a.k.a. Littlefinger and the Hound from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, we miss you. And today's birthday shout-out band features...
On New Wave Punk Pop bass, Nigel Harrison of Blondie.
On Power Ballad Hard Rock bass, Jack Blades of Night Ranger.
On Alternative Metal Funk Rock bass, Billy Gould of Faith No More.
On Post-Funk Goth Rock bass... I'll say it again. On Post-Punk Goth Rock bass... David J. of Bauhaus and Lovin' Rockets.
On new alternative goth punk wave drums, Boris Williams of The Cure.
And on classic country blues rock drums, Doug Clifford of CCR.
On saxophone, Joe Henderson.
On vocal gymnastics, Kelly Clarkson.
With bass vocals by Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Elvira. Oh, papa. And smooth 70s R&B vocals by St. Clair Lee of the Hughes Corporation.
Wow, a lot of great birthdays today, Jazz.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
If you've got a birthday shout-out, drop us a line at andstuff@radiomisfits.com.
Birthday shout-outs are made possible by a team, history and application developed by Downshift Interactive and available online for free.
Use the App Store and Google Play for info.
Oh, yeah. Birthdays!
We're going to take a quick pee break, but we're going to play What Do They Know right after these.
The Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak. Tweaked Audio has earbuds in several styles and colors with flat cable and inline mic. Plus, they offer a classic metal or stylish wood design. And waterproof sports buds with silicone caps that hold them in place no matter what your activity. Not only that, Tweaked Audio also offers an over-the-head option with removable cable and inline one-button microphone for travel, stereo, or studio use. Go to tweakedaudio.com to order yours now and use the code GAMESHOW for 33% off and free worldwide shipping. Tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak.
Must be wrong with my email because it's been like... literally 2 hours and I've not gotten a fucking email.
Well, it's also 9 o'clock at night.
I get emails. I get so many fucking emails.
All manner of emails.
I have my email box the lowest it's been in at least 2 years, probably. Down to 261 unread emails. What are you at? Unread?
Just fucking thousands. Thousands.
Really?
Yeah. I don't do a good job of cleaning my inbox.
How about you, Jazz?
In my primary, I have 0 unread emails.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. I'm Jazz. He's Andy.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. Welcome.
Indeed.
We're going to play What Do They Know?
Yes. What do you know? The guessing game where you're on the spot to see whether someone knows something or not.
Now, Jazz, to play this game, I have Johnny Moe and James Anthony Zoakley. How do we play What Do You Know?
All right. Well, we're about to hear a series of pop star facts. We probably know some, but maybe some we don't. Well, Anderson asks somebody if they knew them, and their answers might surprise us. Either way, we'll look dumb for not knowing it, or we'll look mean for thinking that the person is dumb. And that's how you play. Everyone say it with me. What do you know?
So, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about new pops, rap stars?
Yeah, yeah.
And we sounded like cranky old men talking
yes.
about...
old white men.
Yeah, modern music.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wanted to see what it sounded like to us if we asked older people than us to identify pop stars we know.
Okay.
Or we should know, at least.
All right. I like it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So we'll see how this goes. We have two 70-year-old women.
Okay.
Who are going to be playing this, and they're going to... let's learn a little bit about them real fast, okay?
Sounds good.
I'm here today with Evelyn.
Hi.
And Carol.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Could you guys tell me a little bit about yourself? Evelyn, would you go first?
Sure. What do you want to know?
What's your career?
I was a high school French teacher for 33 and a half years, and I'm now retired, which is a lot of fun.
Excellent. And Carol?
I am a 70-ish-year-old woman, retired, with a young granddaughter who keeps me up on things.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much.
Nice.
Okay, there we go.
And where did you meet these ladies?
They are friends of friends.
Okay. Nice. Thanks for and playing,
they,
ladies.
Yeah, it's very nice. They volunteered to play this game.
Super cool.
Randomly off the street.
Mm-hmm. So I showed them some pictures of some different celebrities and then asked them to identify them.
Okay.
So let's start with a baseline one just to see where we're at. Okay? Let's start with Ellie Goulding.
Okay.
Do you know who Ellie Goulding is?
Yeah.
I don't. I can't.
She's the one that sings that song.
X's and O's.
X's and.
And she's also Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah. Which is super weird.
Yeah. It is weird.
Anyway, I held up a picture of Ellie Goulding. Now, this is just an example, so it doesn't count towards points. Do you guys think they would know who she is?
No.
I'm going to guess no.
Okay, let's see what they say. This is just a sample.
Okay, ladies, who is this?
I don't know who that is either. Pink lipstick, would it be pink?
Well, good guess.
No, she's got real short, kind of cutesy.
Mm, oh, they know who Pink is.
No?
That's a good sign.
Any name?
Tasha.
Tasha.
It's a good guess.
Okay, Tasha is the guess. So
I like it.
That's where we are with Ellie Goulding. So they got that wrong, and you guys would have both got a point.
All right.
Okay, now let's get started. Now, remember, everybody here has granddaughters.
Right.
So that's something to keep in mind, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's get started with our first one. Let's start with Kesha.
Mm.
Do you think they know who Kesha is?
Wow. I'm going to say yes.
Johnny says yes. Jazz, lock Johnny in on a yes.
Okay, it's locked in. And I'm going to say no because I think that they thought that Tasha was Kesha. So they're going to guess Tasha. Or they're going to guess Tasha again for Kesha.
Let's see.
Who is this?
I can't see from here. No, let me closer. I can't
closer.
See.
Closer.
No, I just need to see the picture. I'm great. Oops. Get it back. That's a big enough picture.
Who is this?
Today, ladies.
Yeah, the Indian look was Native American, I should say. Look, that rings a bell kind of to me, but I can't think.
Wow.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Take a guess. Just say a name.
Mm-mm.
Any name.
See, you'll also find with these women, when they don't know something, I'm like, can you please tell me, just name anyone? They're like, no. So that's a point for Jazz.
All right.
All right.
And zero for Johnny. Here we go with our next one. Usher, or Ursha, as Ludacris calls him.
Y'all.
Usher.
All right, let's see.
Who knows Usher?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, we know who Usher is, right?
Yeah.
Johnny, what do you think? Do they know?
No.
No?
All right. It's locked in. And I'll say yes, they do. Probably from, a commercial or something.
Okay, that's a no for Johnny and a yes for Jazz. Mm-hmm. So we switched opposites this time.
Yes, we did.
Who's Usher?
Okay. Who is this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know who that is. What's I'm trying to think, but yeah, I know. Oh, I know it. Can you give us the first
name? No.
Yes, clue. Initials or something. Okay, give us a clue.
I can't.
Give us a song. Well, a song probably won't help me. Darn, I know who he is, but I don't know his name.
It's funny. I don't know if I could name an Usher song right now, actually.
I can't. Yeah.
Nothing?
Give us a first name. Maybe we'll have the last name.
I don't think we need to go any farther after that.
Okay, so that's a point for Johnny and no point for Jazz. So it's tied 1-1 here.
All right, there you
Usher
go.
Usher tied you up. Okay, let's move on to Justin Bieber. Would these guys know who Justin Bieber is? He's very cute. He looks like a lady. What do you think? Jazz, how about you first this time?
Justin Bieber, granddaughters, yes.
Yes for Jazz. Johnny?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes right. for Johnny. That's two yeses on go. Justin Bieber. Let's see.
Justin Bieber.
Yay, score one. Okay, they got Justin Bieber right, and you guys both got points, so it's all still tied 2-2. This is a tight game.
I love it.
All right, let's move on to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. Now, Taylor Swift is a tough one because she can just confuse Taylor Swift with any other white woman on earth.
Basically.
If you have white lady autism like I do, where you can't even see white women's faces.
No, I think it's just because you hate women.
Oh, God.
Well, whatever reason.
That's funny
okay,
stuff.
Okay, Johnny. Taylor Swift, yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes for Johnny and Jazz.
Okay, I'm going to say no.
And a no for Jazz on yeah. Taylor Swift. Let's see.
Who is this?
Oh, Taylor Swift. That's easy.
There you go.
Except her hair is different, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, really wow. They know different versions of her.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay, so that means Johnny's in the lead by 1 point, Jazz. Time for you to catch up.
Yes, it is.
Let's move on to Eminem.
Okay, interesting.
Everybody knows Eminem's signature blonde-headed look.
That's tough, actually, because mm-hmm. he's been out of the eye, public eye, for
true.
A while, really.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely not music for granddaughters.
Oh, right. No. Not granddaughters anymore.
No.
But he is, to me, a guy who has kind of transcended hip-hop mm-hmm. and become more of a cultural icon.
Sure.
Right. Like almost an Elvis Presley or Michael Jackson kind of.
Almost, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even more than Tupac, I would say, in hip-hop.
That's...
Yeah, maybe. I mean, just because he was even more scandalous, I think. You know, his subject matter was so much more talked about.
That's true.
Right.
You know?
And he had a very strange look, comparatively, you know?
Yeah.
He wore the same kind of outfits all the time and had the same hairstyle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what would we say for Eminem? Wow. Jazz, you go first.
Man, oh, man. I'm going to say yes just because maybe they watch the news.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so not because of their grandchildren or anything else.
Right. So that's a yes for Jazz, for Eminem. Johnny?
I'm going to say no.
And no for Johnny. Okay, lock everybody in, Jazz.
Locked in.
And here we go.
Who is this?
It looks like Boy George's brother or grandson. Yeah, you're right.
I'm sure Marshall would love
to
hear that.
Too young to be Boy George, that's for sure.
Maybe a relative.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
He's Boy Somebody.
Okay. Boy somebody.
Or Junior.
or Boy Junior.
Boy Junior. Okay,
which
that's a point for Johnny.
Not a bad hip hop name.
Absolutely, it's not a bad name.
Lil Boy Junior. Or Bert. Yeah. Okay, so Johnny's up by 2 points, Jazz.
Yes,
you got,
he is.
You have four to catch up here.
Oh my
so you
God.
Can do it. We're hitting the big names right now.
Yeah, we
okay,
are.
Here we go. Our next one is Pink. Do we think, even though they made a reference to Pink earlier, do you think they know who Pink is now? Let's start with Johnny.
I'll say yes.
Yes for right. Pink?
I'm going to say no.
Let's see.
Just to be contrary.
Oh.
Pink. That's Pink, yeah.
Hey!
Yay. We got it. That's
there we go.
So suburban retirees know who Pink is.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so Johnny's up by three with three left. Jazz, it's your chance to really make a run for
gotta
it.
Do
and
it.
Score all your points.
Got to do it.
Okay, our next one is somebody that is more our generation, Madonna.
Mm.
Do we think this is a modern picture of Madonna, though?
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I say yes, absolutely.
Yes,
know who
for
Madonna
jazz?
Is. They were probably, you know, they were maybe past their prime when Madonna was in her prime, but Madonna was popular enough that they would recognize that face.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that her look has changed so drastically
ooh.
That
Good point.
She would be harder to identify on first glance.
Sure.
So I'm going to say no.
All right.
No for Madonna for Johnny. Yes for Jazz.
I like your logic, Johnny Mo.
Here we go.
This.
Madonna.
Oh.
All right. All right.
Isn't that Madonna? Yeah, that's Madonna.
Oh, okay.
You got to know who Madonna is.
I mean, I know
you're both right.
Yeah, but she doesn't look like herself there for me.
There you
there
go.
You go.
Yeah.
Great. So that's a point for Jazz.
All right.
So, Jazz, now you're just down by two.
Okay.
Let's move on to Beyonce. Beyonce Knowles is her name. Mm. Or Beyonce Knowles Carter now, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
Queen B for short.
Queen B or Queen Bay.
Yeah.
Depending on who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, let's start with you again. Beyonce. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
She's a lady.
Thank you.
Very nice, big legs.
Mm-hmm. Childbirthing hips.
And, yes. that is the extent of her value to the world.
Childbirthing hips is right.
Birthing hips.
I'm going to say no.
That's my rap name, Jazz.
little birthing hips.
Little birthing hips. I like it. Or it would be big birthing
you
hips.
Feminist, actually, birthing you hips. Feminist hip hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
What do you think, Johnny? What did you say?
I said no.
No right. For Beyonce?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, just so that I can try to steal a point here, but I'm sort of the mind that they may know of her, but not know her by sight. That's my gut feeling, but I'm going against my gut.
Let's see.
Let me see. Let me take a good look. That's not
my it's kind of at a bad angle otherwise.
Well, that can't be Britney Spears, is it? It would have to be a really young Britney Spears.
Oh, my gosh.
A really young Britney
Spears. Well, it's not Britney. I don't know who it is.
I don't know.
Okay. That is Beyonce.
Ah.
So I'm going to go ahead and say it's because they're white.
She confused everything in that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thought that middle-aged black woman was a middle-aged white woman.
A young Britney Spears.
Yeah. Yeah. Super weird.
Oh, my gosh. What's this world coming to?
Is that Britney Spears?
If it ain't her, then I don't know.
I don't know.
Then
Ellie Goulding?
I don't care.
Wow.
Okay. Well. All right, Jazz, there's no mathematical way you can win right now unless we do a double or nothing on this last question.
I don't know.
Which we can do if you guys want to.
Okay, sure. Why not? Let's make it interesting.
Sure.
Titties.
Here we go. Our last one is Rihanna. Rihanna. What do you guys think?
No.
Jazz, you go first. Johnny says no. Jazz?
I'm going to say yes because of Chris Brown and all the scandal.
Oh, yeah. The Entertainment magazine.
They're gonna watch,
she's been watching Entertainment Tonight religiously.
Yeah.
Every night since 1987.
They're checking out People magazine in the checkout aisle.
John Tesh was an old crush of theirs.
Hell yeah, he was.
Now he owns Checkers restaurants. Isn't that a weird thing to know about John
Super
Tesh?
Super weird.
Weird.
Yep.
I'm going to be doing a story about John Tesh on my next solo podcast because he talks about how he composed the NBA theme.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting story. Anyway.
All right.
I like me some John Tesh. Go ahead, Anderson. Lay it on us.
Here we go with our last one of the night, Rihanna.
Who is this?
Oh, man. Boy, she's got one name, I think.
Oh, those eyes. They look like Elvis Presley eyes.
No. She's got one name, I think. I know her name. She looks familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shauna or Shona or...
Sheena.
Shauna.
So close, ladies. Get there. Get there.
Hang on.
Who was it?
That is Rihanna.
Yeah! Well, Johnny wins the game this week.
Champion! I'm more hip than two older ladies from the suburbs! Woo!
Yeah. every sound effect.
I'm hitting them all.
That's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
Titties.
Yeah, I'm afraid of George Lopez.
Compliment was. Oh my god.
Oh man, oh man. Good stuff, ladies. Thank you for playing. That was really marvelous.
Yeah, thank you, Evelyn and Carol.
What the fuck, you stupid fuck?
What the f*** is taking so long?
Anyway, that's our show, everyone.
Yes, it is.
Nice to see you, Johnny.
You
nice
too,
to
buddy.
See you, Jazz.
Oh, always, guys.
I tell you, it is therapeutic to come in here on Tuesday
Hell
night.
Yeah, man.
It is.
Just catch up with the gang.
I quite agree.
Yeah.
We will see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. German sex dollhouse.
All right, Ramblers, let's get Ramblers.
That's it. It's over. Show's over.
Let me get my shoes. What the f*** happened to my shoes?
Okay, show's over.